What we found in terms of alcohol consumption and alcohol harm were just slightly above the national average in a couple of categories, you know? So there's nothing alarming about that. But in terms of attitudes, parental attitudes towards serving alcohol to 15-year-olds at home, 33% think that's okay. And also our attitudes towards things like minimum unit price and alcohol policy, there is where we're beginning to see very different social and cultural differences to other similar surveys that have been done in other parts of the country. So we've heard councillors this morning raise the issue of the border, raise, you know, other issues that we probably need to tackle. And I think that's a conversation that I'm really glad to be having with the JPC, but hopefully also now with the municipal district councils, because I think everybody has to get on board because alcohol harm is everyone's business, really.
And the figures are they higher than they've ever been, or has there been a decrease at any stage?
Well, this is the first study of this kind that has been done in Donegal. Now, what we've tried to do in other areas, because I do work across the country, is that we repeat the same study at sort of a 3 or a 5 year interval so that we can measure then whether things are improving or disimproving. But this is the first time out the gate for Donegal.
The unit pricing then, do you find that something that I know it hasn't been introduced for very long, but something that may eventually have an impact on the alcohol consumption or close proximity to the border? Will that always kind of outrule that?
Well, I think there's two things. One, we know that minimum unit price works. It's as simple as that. So there's 30 years of evidence, and the World Health Organization would say that if you wanted to introduce one thing, that if a government wanted to do one thing to reduce alcohol consumption of population, they'd increase the price of alcohol. So that's the first thing. The second thing is the border issue and whether or not and when we will see minimum unit price in Northern Ireland. So we're lobbying, we're working with partners in the north, you know, who do similar work to us. They're very anxious to see MUP. The Department of Health in the north is talking about minimum unit price, and we're hopeful that it will happen. But will it come in at the same rate? And when will it come in? All of these things now need to get hammered out. So there's a lot to do.